You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Neighbours Aotearoa is a community organisation that promotes fostering connections between neighbours and strengthening communities. While the organisation operates all year, Neighbours Aotearoa is particularly focused on the month of March, where they encourage people to get out and do something with their community. I speak to Lucette Hinden, a lead connector for Neighbours Aotearoa, about the benefits of community and their upcoming March initiative.
What is Neighbours Aotearoa all about?
Basically, Neighbours Aotearoa is a movement that encourages people anywhere, anytime, to reach out and get to know their neighbours. It doesn't have to be a big event where you get the whole street together. We're really just encouraging people to start just saying kia ora when you see your neighbour, or waving to them, or you might just invite one person around for a cup of tea. Or, you know, some people love to get together with a whole big group of their neighbours and do a clean up at the local stream or something like that, you know.
What are some of the benefits of community and connection with your neighbours?
There are so many great benefits to connecting with your neighbours. I think, you know, we know that there are studies that have come out over the last years that show that loneliness really has a big impact on our health, mental and physical health. And so that is one, you know, that just our general well-being is really improved when we have more connection around us. We know that places where neighbours are more connected are safer. You know, there's a reduction in crime, a benefit to, like I was saying before, something like a stream cleanup, you know, like neighbours getting together can start taking initiative to do the things that they want to see in the community. So maybe you want to have a pataka kai where people can put excess food that is free for the community to come and take, or what we've heard recently referred to as a Lilliput library, or a little library where, you know, there's just an old cupboard or something on a street corner and people leave books for others to take. You know, there's so many ways that people can be empowered to actually make the environment around them a better place to be in. So we can do that together, and it's really, it makes a huge difference, I think, to the sense of enjoyment of our environment around us, our built environment, or it might be a rural environment.
Could you go into a little bit of detail about the event that Neighbours Aotearoa is running next month?
Yeah, so in March, we are really focusing on that month. So we do things throughout the year, and we really encourage people to do things with their neighbours at any time. But just to be focused, we have this March month of March, where we say, this is Neighbours Aotearoa, and this is a great time to do something. You know, you can go on our website, download an activity pack that has templates for invitations and posters and things like that. You can register your event on our website, either just to let us know what you're doing, or it can be listed on our what's happening on the website, so other people know if it's a public event. We kind of focus in so that there's a lot more activity happening in March, and we have a team of connectors across the whole country who are working towards that. They have a short-term contract for 3 months to really focus on, right, you know, let's see how much activity we can get going in neighbourhoods everywhere in March.
That was Lucette Hinden, a lead connector for Neighbours Aotearoa, discussing the organisation's upcoming community initiative.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.